Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. To ask a question during the question-and-answer session, you may press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the call over to Ying Cai. You may begin.
Thank you, Danielle, and good morning and good evening, depending on where you are. I'm EK. I manage the TAM-ES SO product, and want to thank you for taking time to attend this call. Today's call, we'll talk about Tivoli's healthcare solution, and I'm going on to slide number two. Now, on slide two, we like to address the opportunity we have at hand here with hospitals and healthcare providers. As many of us know, we are living in an increasingly smarter planet. Things are getting more instrumented. There are a lot of devices that are measuring different aspects of healthcare, gathering data. They are all getting interconnected. You know, 50% American consumers are already on the internet, and there's an opportunity for us to build more and more intelligent systems to help these healthcare providers take advantage of new ways of providing healthcare. And together with the U.S. government's initiatives in healthcare, this represents a great opportunity for us to sell into the space. On slide number three, we take a step back and look at the IBM Tivoli security strategy. As most of you are familiar, the IBM security framework addresses various layers in which there might be security vulnerabilities, and people identity is one of the key areas. And IBM Tivoli security have three major solutions: identity access assurance, data and application security, and security management for system Z that addresses each of these layers. And once again, IBM is one of the very few organizations who can address the entire security framework end-to-end. On slide number four, we take a look at the challenges that are facing healthcare providers. Now, healthcare as an organization is a very complex environment, as many of us are aware. There are lots of people visiting a healthcare provider. There are suppliers who are supplying medical supplies, there are patients, there are physicians, there are caregivers like nurses and obviously staff, admin staff, back office staff. So all these people come and go in a constant stream, and they need to be managed. And they have many, many different ways of accessing the system. It could be accessed within the facilities. They could be accessing via their PDAs or tablets or what they call cow stations, computer on wheels. They could be accessing this information from their remote offices when they are back in their own physician office. Or they could be accessing it through a portal, a patient portal, a physician's portal. And there's the added challenge of securing these services. You know, you have so many services out there. How do you know who's accessing what information, when, and whether these users have the rights to access those information? And last but not least, the Privacy Act, the Data Security Act require that all this information, all this data be protected and the access to them be audited. So it is a very challenging, you know, environment that these healthcare providers work in. And on slide five, we look at some of the industry pain points. Now, starting with password management. Now, as we are aware, many of these organizations have many different systems where they keep their medical records, and a typical physician, a typical caregiver will have to log in and out of these applications very often just to be able to get the entire medical record for a particular patient. And they have to do so very frequently as they move from one exam room to another. So that adds to a lot of challenges just managing the passwords. And on top of that, there is all kinds of regulatory audit, data privacy requirements, such as HIPAA, such as the European Directive on Data Protection, that requires that patient information be auditable and access be restricted to those who have a need to do so. Next, of course, there's help desk pain. As we said, that there are many different applications, many different logins that a typical caregiver has to go through. And that creates a lot of opportunities for them to forget their passwords, for them to get locked out. So the help desk has a great, you know, it's a big call center for them, and anything we can do to help them reduce the number of calls, to reduce the number of password reset requirements, will help them improve their bottom line in a very tough economy. And last but not least, securing the logons and logoffs. As we know, in a typical healthcare environment, there are a lot of clinician workstations that are shared. This could be in exam rooms. This could be on the clinical floors themselves. And those clinical kiosks have to be secure. We have to make sure that the right people logs in and then they log out, and that there's an easy way for them to share that workstation without impeding their access to the information that they need. On slide number 6, we summarize the needs of healthcare providers as we understand them. When we talk to the CIOs of these healthcare providers, these hospitals, here are some of the top considerations, the things that they are looking for. First and foremost, they are looking for solutions, IT solutions that could help improve the quality of patient care and patient safety. They're looking for systems that would give more time back to the caregivers so that they can focus on healthcare and not on IT. They are looking for solutions that will help them manage their risk and protect the patient information. They are looking for ways to improve the productivity of the caregivers. The more time a caregiver has to spend with the patient, the better the quality of care. Next, they are looking for ways to centrally manage information access. As we highlighted, they have to deal with a lot of different users coming in and out. This could be interns, this could be contract nurses, and they need to centrally manage the access and, more importantly, manage these users when they leave the organization. Next, they are looking for solutions that are easy to integrate, fast to deploy, because they have a lot of systems, very complex environment, and these systems have to be online and running 24/7. So they cannot afford to have big projects that would take down the system for a long time. And last but not least, they are facing regulatory pressures, privacy issues that they need to enforce, and they are looking for solutions that can help them improve compliance to those regulations. On slide 7, we summarize what IBM Tivoli can deliver as a solution to them. Our solution is called Identity Access Assurance for Healthcare. And what that solution provides is a way to automate their access workflow. We help them manage the sessions on their clinical workstations. We help them ensure that they log in and log out and get to the screens that they want automatically. We provide them with a choice of strong authentication factors to help them improve their risk management capabilities. We work with them to provide session management for their clinical kiosks to ensure that physicians who need to share the kiosk and nurses who need to share the kiosk can do so in a very productive and efficient manner, so that time to clinical information is optimized. And that helps improve productivity. We provide centralized management of access policies, of provisioning and user policies, so they can centrally manage new contract workers, new interns, new physicians as they join the organization, and also centrally deprovision them, centrally manage those policies as they leave the organization. Our solutions will help them provide a reduction in help desk calls related to passwords through password self-help, through use of single sign-on, for example. And then we have out-of-box reporting that will help them comply with their HIPAA and other data regulatory requirements. So this solution provides end-to-end and meets their needs end-to-end. On slide 8, we take a little bit closer look on the solution itself. As I said, it is called the Tivoli Identity Access Assurance Solution, and it provides three key components. First is identity management. Here you have Tivoli Identity Manager, which will help the healthcare provider securely enroll, manage the role changes of the caregiver, and also more important, or as important, deprovision the user as he leaves the organization. We also provide access management. Here we have a suite of solutions called the Unified Single Sign-On, and we provide three key products here. One is PAM ESSO. The Enterprise Single Sign-On product helps the physicians log in with one password to all the different applications that they need. And that really helps speed up productivity. That helps them get to the information they need faster, so they can, in fact, focus more on healthcare, therefore improving not only productivity, but also quality of care. The single sign-on solution also integrates with contact management from our partner CareVac, so they can improve patient safety even further. We also provide web single sign-on through our TAM e-business product, and that is a great solution for patient portals, for physician portals to enforce access management on those information portals. We also provide federated single sign-on to help them set up exchanges, information exchanges with other fellow hospitals, with other suppliers that they have. And last but not least, we also provide a third component for compliance and auditing, and here we have our product, the Compliance Insight Manager, that comes with a HIPAA dashboard that not only monitors what our solution is providing for the users, but you can also, through our event source connectors, connect to different other applications within your organization, so you can have a bird's eye view, a complete view, a dashboard of your compliance posture within your organization. So Tivoli has put together a solution that we believe provides end-to-end coverage of their needs. And on slide 9, we look at who we can call and who we can target in each of these healthcare provider organizations. Now, the target market for Identity Access Assurance for healthcare is healthcare providers. In the healthcare provider space, there are hospitals that are right at about 1,000 users, then there are larger hospitals or hospital chains that might be 5,000 users and larger. What we recommend is that for larger hospitals or hospital chains that have at least 5,000 users, that you recommend the entire Identity Access Assurance Solution Bundle. That comes with the provisioning piece, that comes with the access management, the single sign-on pieces, that comes with the compliance reporting pieces. Now, for smaller hospitals, we recognize that some of them may not have the budget nor the stomach nor the resources to implement or to purchase the entire solution at the get-go. We recommend that you start with the PAM ESSO solution, sell them the PAM ESSO solution, but remember to highlight to them that this solution is a foot in the door, it's an entry point, and it's part of a much larger solution, and that we are in a position, because of our Identity Access Assurance Suite, to take care of their entire IAM needs as they grow their requirements. Now, those would be the hospitals that we target, but if you look at your customer base and there are hospitals, there are providers who are already TAMEB, TFIM, or TEAM customers, these are very good starting points because they already have at least one or two of those three major components in our Identity Access Assurance package. Now, one thing to realize when we sell to healthcare is that typically the CIO owns the budget, but the IT organization does not make the buying decision themselves. They very often have a physician advisory committee. They have a CMIO. They have a director of nursing. They will all weigh in on the decision, and IT is usually a facilitator even though they hold the budget. So healthcare is very much a relationship sell. It is very important that you target not just IT, but also other champions within the organization, such as the CMO, the CMIO, the head of nursing, to get their buy-in early in the process. And a typical sale could be anywhere from, 6 to 8 or 9 months within this organization. Moving on to slide number 10. So there are CIOs and IT folks that would be your first point of entry. And as you call into this organization, it is important to provoke interest quickly. There are a couple of questions that you can ask to find out if they are experiencing any of those pain points that we have highlighted. So some key questions would be to ask them if their users are finding it easy to access their information systems. Are they complaining about having too many passwords? Are they complaining about having to log in and log out too often and that's slowing them down? Now, one key problem that healthcare organizations have is with their clinical workstations. Very often a physician or caregiver will have to go from one workstation to another, and every time they go to one workstation, they may have to log into 3 to 5 applications in order to get the information they need. And they do that every 3 to 5 minutes as they move from room to room. So that becomes a big problem with login and use of systems. So if they have such problems, if they are experiencing such pain, you know that they can benefit from our solution. Other questions to ask would be, help desk calls, are they experiencing an inordinate amount of help desk calls? Do they like to reduce those call volumes? Are they trying to provide physician-patient portals for user access? And that would suggest to us that our web single sign-on, our federated single sign-on product could be useful to them. Ask them whether they are trying to centralize the access control, their provisioning through role-based access management methods. And if they are, our team product may be useful to them. Ask them, if they are looking to participate in the information exchange. If they are, then our federated product may be useful to them. And the key is to let them know that, look, we have a solution that could help them improve the productivity of their caregivers, that could help them reduce their help desk calls, that could help them centralize the management of those users, and ask for a chance and opportunity to follow up with a more in-depth call where we can present the solution to them, where we could demo the solution to them. And on slide 11, we look at how we might have a conversation with the security side and the compliance side of the business. Now, as we said, a lot of times those are your entry points. You're going to enter through some kind of IT organization or some kind of security organization, but very quickly the user side of the equation is going to weigh in, so don't forget that piece. Now, if you have a chance to talk to the security officer or the compliance officer, ask them about their compliance posture, ask them if they are facing regulatory pressures for data privacy, ask them if they are spending too much time trying to report on those compliance. Ask them if they feel like their shared workstations, their clinician kiosk workstations are being adequately secured. And very often you will hear that they would like things to be better. On slide 12, we look at some of the competition that you are likely to run into if you sell into healthcare. Now, a large number of healthcare providers are what we consider small, medium-sized enterprises. They are right at about 1,000 users. And here you will see that some of our competition is very active. And one that you would run into would be Improvata. They sell an appliance solution called OneSign. And here are some talking points that you could use against Improvata. One is the fact that this is an appliance solution, which has been, analysts has raised concerns about their ability to scale and also their ability to virtualize. And obviously, if you have a physical appliance, you cannot virtualize, which is at odds, if you will, with the current virtualization trend. We can also question their support for session management. Tamiya SSO has a session management technique called private desktop, where each kiosk user could have their own session on the desktop, and we would completely enforce the AD policies. We'll handle single instance apps adequately. Improvata has just announced such a solution this year, so they do claim that they have one, but we have had ours for 2 years, while theirs is barely 2 months old. So I think there's a difference in the depth and the breadth of coverage for this particular feature. And another point that you could use against Improvata would be their lack of a complete solution. Improvata is at best equivalent to TAMES as well. They certainly do not have provisioning. They certainly do not have a complete web single sign-on solution, federation. They certainly do not have our compliance insight manager dashboard reporting capabilities. They will bring in all kinds of partners, but at the end of the day, does the healthcare provider want to deal with different partners for different pieces of their IAM framework? And also, who will be responsible for integration with the identity access assurance solution from IBM? We take care of that growth, even if they start with TAMESS offers, or even if they start with provisioning first or web single sign-on first. You know that the rest of the pieces are there, the IBM will be there, and that it's integrated, and we will be around to support them. Not to mention, of course, that Improvata is a very small organization. They are subject, as with, you know, all other companies during these tough economic times, to financial pressures. And that's another point that our healthcare providers should be considering, because when you invest in a healthcare IAM solution, you are expecting that solution to last a long time. And you certainly want to have a company that could match that, and that is IBM. On slide number 13, we look at another competitor that you might run into, and that is Centillion. Centillion is a healthcare-focused only identity access management vendor. They have a very similar appliance-based solution like Improvata. And once again, these appliance solutions, they look great as a package, but remind the healthcare provider that these represents closed architectures. These are architectures that cannot leverage the virtualization trend. They claim to have the entire suite, including provisioning, single sign-on, context management, reporting, and remote access. But what our providers need to know is that they are about 100 user companies. So you can imagine how much investment they can put in each of those components. So you can buy from IBM where each of those components are best in class, or you can buy from Centillion where each of those components are definitely not best in class and are not receiving sufficient investment. Centillion also do not have the private desktop session management capability that we talked about. And once again, private desktop is the ability to create a user session for each user sharing that kiosk. And as I say, what's unique to our private desktop session management capabilities are ability to enforce complete AD policies, to enforce and manage single instance applications. And last, with Centillion's remote access solution, IBM has a very, very clean solution. It's called Web Single Sign-On. Through the browser, you can single sign-on to these different applications, including Fed applications, just through a browser. There's no need to install anything. Centillion's remote access solution require you to distribute VM images, and that, to us, is very, very unwieldy. And last but not least, you might sometimes run into CA as well. They have a couple of hospitals that is under their management. What we need to know is that CA is not a leader in audit and identity access management, and they certainly do not have best-in-class products here. And their single sign-on product is known in the industry. You just have to read the Gartner Magic Quadrant reports to be difficult to implement and difficult to integrate. So those are some of the key competitors that you might run into. If you look at slide 14, and here are the list of SMEs who can help you. If you run into an opportunity in healthcare anywhere in the world, and you need more information on the identity access assurance solution itself, or you need help with competition, you need help with any part of the sales process, these would be the people to contact, and we have their names and their email addresses, and please feel free to reach out to any one of us here. On slide 15 and 16, we have some case studies. So the good news with the Identity Access Assurance solution is that IBM and some of our product lines have had a great, a lot of happy customers within the healthcare provider space. So we can provide very strong references and very good use scenarios. So an example would be on slide 16, community medical centers. And at the bottom of that slide, you will see a URL. And I strongly encourage you to view that video and also provide that video to your customers. And the challenge that CMC has is very typical of other healthcare organizations that you are running into. They need to simplify access to their healthcare applications. They have too many applications. Physicians are taking too long to get to the information that they need. And they need to protect data privacy because of HIPAA requirements. And that's creating a lot of unhappiness and dissatisfaction with their user base because they are requiring them to log in and log out 3-5 times every 3-5 minutes. That became a big pain. So what CMC decided to do was to leverage their building access patch. Remember, strong authentication is one of the strengths of this solution. They leveraged their building access badge with TAMI SSO. So all that the physician need to do is to tap the badge to get into the hospital, and then in front of the workstation, they just tap the badge, put in their password, and depending on who they are, if they are radiologists or if they are nursing ED, we lock them into the applications that they need to use, and these could be different for different roles. And we could automate access to the screen that they typically like to start. So there's a lot of automation going on to make sure that the moment they tap the badge, they are presented with the set of applications that they need at the right starting place. And this solution is now very popular with their staff. It's in use by the entire hospital, all 6,500 employees, and it's being extended to some new hospitals that they are building. More than 100 applications on 300 servers are using the single sign-on solution today. So the benefits of the solution to them is that it has improved their physician caregiver productivity and satisfaction. It has helped put them in a leadership position amongst the regional hospitals because they have the easiest to use IT solution, and it has reduced their help desk costs, the number of password resets, and obviously help them meet their HIPAA requirements. So good reference story there. As I said, there is a good video at the end of this slide, at the bottom of this slide, the URL. So please view that and please forward that to your customers. On slide 17, we are happy to share with you that we do have a lot of good information in addition to the video that's available to you. We have a white paper, and the links are embedded within the PowerPoint that was sent to you. We have a customer deck. We have a flash demo that you could send to a healthcare provider to give them a very quick overview of the key functionalities of this solution. We have the video that I just talked to you about, and also a solution sheet. And on slide 18, we give even more in-depth information, URLs where you can find even more information. And that brings me to the end of my presentation. I wanted to keep it short. Danielle, we are now open up for questions.
Thank you. At this time, we're ready to begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, please press star 1. You may withdraw your question by pressing star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. We have a question from Donald Neidel. Your line is open.
Hi, Don Neidel from the ISS division, and we do a lot of IAM services. But the question relates to how are we working with healthcare vertical software companies like Cerner, Eclipsis, McKesson, A lot of the healthcare providers, i.e. healthcare systems, tend to acquire and get direction from those software vertical partners. And I know in the past we really have not had a good mechanism other than kind of building a custom for, you know, TIM adapters, for instance, with a lot of their applications. Are we going to be making any sort of investment in working with those healthcare partners? And, you know, what's kind of the roadmap to go after that piece of the business? Because I believe that's where a lot of the sales effort needs to come through.
Yes, that's a good question. I think that varies with product lines. Some product lines within the solution suite can integrate with those partners quite easily. For example, the TAM ESSO piece of the solution can very easily connect to these different application systems without very extensive work. So that's the easy part that we can get out of the box and with the provider first. On the TIM side, some of the adapters can get more tricky. So we are working with partners. We are in fact discussing with some of these vertical providers like Cerner and the likes on working with them to get the adapters out. But we are also working through our partner, like CareVax, who have relationships with each of those providers, to get them to help build those adapters for us. And as you rightly pointed out, the big IT providers in the space are in fact these clinical, you know, system providers, and they are very influential. So we do want to engage them.
Okay, so we're doing a lot too to also go after that marketplace from a general security perspective. But, you know, it'd be good if we could kind of combine forces, because I do think, like I say, it's very much a vertical ecosystem.
Yeah,
and if we could figure out how to go after certain vertical software vendors jointly, I think we could really open up that marketplace pretty well.
That is a great idea, Don. Can you do me a favor and send me a note after this so that we can follow up offline?
Yeah, I will do.
Thank you.
Bye.
Once again, press star 1 to ask a question. Our next question comes from Philip Booker. Your line is open.
Yes, I'm actually in a current situation that falls under the 1,000 users and under. And they're actually following the same path you talked about, single sign-on, followed by identity management, and possibly down the road doing context management. My question is, from the bundles we have out there, is there an integrated demo image that we have that has, say, ESSO and TIM, or ESSO, TIM, and CareFX, where we could go into a customer and show a single solution to compete with the Centillions of the world?
I think they are available as two demo systems. So we have a TIM and TAM ESSO demo, and then we have a TAM ESSO and CareFX demo. So we definitely are in the process of making sure that we could do this end-to-end that you talk about. But
absolutely.
I think that's important.
I'm just, my only point is that we know the integration is there. I think just in a smaller SMB, general business customer, those 1,000 users and under, the reason a Centillion, say, has more success is just because the customer thinks it's a slick product because they see it all kind of in one single box. And if we're able to go in and from a demo image show that integration point up front, I think we would obviously be able to bring our differentiators out and kick out Centillion or anybody else that would try and challenge us.
Yes, I think that's a good point, and you have raised an important point. It is important for us to be able to do that, and we are still working on that integrated demo image.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor.
Once again, ask a question, press star 1. And at this time, there are no further questions.
All right. I want to thank all of you for attending this call, and you have all our contact information on the slide deck. Please feel free to reach out to any of the SMEs listed on that slide deck. Thank you very much for taking your time.
Thank you for participating in today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.